ವಕ್ಪ್ರಾಣ ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋಬಲಂ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್ ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೆ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಸ್ತೆ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪೀಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಸ ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತ ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಪರ್ವೇಡ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್, ಮೇ ಹಿ ಎಂಟರ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಆಸ್ ವೆಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈ ಟಾಕ್, ಮೈ ಐಸೈಟ್, ಮೈ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್, ಆಲ್ ಮೈ ಲಿಮ್ಸ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ, ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಮೇ ಐ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ಅ ಕಾಂಪಿಟೆಂಟ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲರ್ನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಹೈಯರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್. While in the study, in the process of study, may I never become an arrogant person and denounce the presence of all-pervading principle. At the same time, may the all-pervading principle never forsake me. There should be a good bonding exist between us. With this, may all the virtues mentioned in the scriptures, may they come and repose in me. May all the virtues mentioned in the scriptures come and repose in me. It's the meaning of this one. This term we have been covering the Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Patanjali Yoga Sutra we touched upon last week. Yogaha Chitta Vritti Nirodaha. Yoga means balancing the mind, unnecessary wandering of the mind, stopping that one is called as yoga. It's Patanjali in the second sutra talks about that one. Yogaha Chitta Vritti Nirodaha. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, yatro paramate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya. In Bhagavad Gita also, Shri Krishna says, yoga is yatro paramate chittam, always elevated mind, always exalted mind, yatro uparamare, never coming down, always in the high state. Yatro uparamare, uparamare, upara, upare, upara means up, mate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya. Retaining that state, it is called as yoga. In the chitta, mind, what happens if it starts wandering? And it's an elevated mind is important. Last week, one lady, she came to me, she said she is has been diagnosed with cancer, and doctors say that it cannot be it is not operable, that it has grown. It's very big inside the uterus, and she was saying that I can't cook, I can't talk to my husband, I can't talk to my children, I can't read something, I can't sleep, what should I do? That mind has become agitated, mind is not stable. If the mind is disturbed, you can't do anything. That is not yoga. And yoga is the one. It's having the balanced mind, serene mind, calm mind, elevated mind. It is a foundation for whatever success we get in the any field. The primary requirement is having the stable mind. The balanced mind is yoga. That yoga chitta vritti nirodham. And the Patanjali, further down in the first chapter, he talks about, yes, I want to maintain the elevated mind, but he says 9 things. It impedes, prevents us from having that mind. That there are the antarayaha. Antaraya means obstacles in my path. What are the obstacles in my path which disturbs the mind? Some things which disturbs the mind prevents you to have a balanced mind. What are those ones? It's vyadhi, sthyana, samshaya, ಪ್ರಮಾದ, ಆಲಸ್ಯ, ಅವಿರತಿ, ಭ್ರಾಂತಿ ದರ್ಶನ, ಅಲಬ್ಧ ಭೂಮಿಕತ್ವ, ಅನವಸ್ಥಿತಾನಿ ತತ್ವಾನಿ, ಚಿತ್ತ ವಿಕ್ಷಾಪ್ಸ್ತೆ, ಅಂತರಾಯಾಹ. he talks about 9 principles. This prevents a sadhaka having a balanced mind, serene mind. Chitta vikshapte, it's a vikshapta means chitta vikshapte, it's a disturbs the mind. What are those things? One is a vyadi. I want to do but my physical ability, my disease, physical, physiological problem. Ailments, it's not in the body, it's not preventing me to have a balanced mind. My agitation, mind is disturbed because of various ailments. Physiological conditions prevents, disturbs my mind. Second one, vyadi, sthyana. Sthyana is the psychological problem, depression, anxiety problem, hallucination problem. It's a various mental related problem. One is psychological, physiological problem, and another one is a psychological problem. It disturbs the mind. Vyadi, sthyana, and samshaya. Samshaya, third one is doubting. No faith in the scriptures, no faith in the teacher, and always cease in the suspicion. I don't believe the teacher. I don't believe the scriptures. It's all figment of mind, imagination. And no faith in Sri Krishna also, in the Bhagavad Gita says, samshayatma vinashyati. One who is doubting everything, that person perishes. That person cannot progress. And I was mentioning in another class, one lawyer, that all through his career, he was a lawyer. And after retiring, he was telling me, what can I do? All my profession, I was a lawyer, I was not trusting anything. I was not trusting any document. I want to argue. I want to argue that no faith in anything, I lost the faith. It's too much of rationalism. And in the old age, when he was about to depart also, very, very disturbed. No faith. It's wanted to start something, but loses the faith, confidence. And he departed the body that way. And samshayatma vinashyati. Vyadi, sthyana, samshaya, pramada. Pramada means unknowingly it's treading the wrong path. Someone, he believed someone and took that path. And it may lead to a downfall. Pramada. And fifth one is alasya. It's laziness. However much you motivate that person, you cannot motivate that person. I am happy. I want to sleep in the winter days. I am happy. Mauj karo. It's mauj me raho. No motivation to get up. It's alasya. Pramada, alasya, avirati. Avirati means too much of socializing. That party. How can I miss that party? That person will be upset. I want to go to that party. I want to indulge in many things. That music, dance, Bollywood dance, and anything comes, I want to be part of that one. It's avirati. It's too much of indulgence. No control over the senses. Avirati, bhranti darshana. Bhranti darshana, another one, start hallucinating. I think I'm practicing for a few years. I think I have elevated to a certain level. I think I got siddhi. I start hallucinating. I start putting myself above that and condemning others and ignoring the sadhana and hallucination. One is putting over importance onto oneself. Bhranti darshana. Alabdha bhumikatva. I practice for 1 year, 2 years, and I think it's a waste of time. Someone was saying that, I read Bhagavad Gita, I don't believe in that one. What he did, just skim through that one. I read all scriptures. I read Bhagavad Gita, I read Quran, I read, he was telling, it's a Bhagavad Gita, Bible, everything I read, he was saying. But still, I think it's all imagination. And I practice that some people practice for a while, don't go deep into that one. Practice start a yoga. I will start a yoga, enroll for the class. After 2 classes, they slip out. Alabda, there is no, it's a continuation in sadhana. So sadhana is the one, it is not a one-term sadhana, one-week sadhana, one-year sadhana, lifetime, lives to come, you have to do the sadhana. That type of faith should we have, you should have. Alabdha bhumikatva, giving up. It's a start and stop. Alabdha bhumikatva, it's anavasthitani tattvani. Anavasthit tattvani, one doesn't have a firm faith. Firm belief, firm conviction. I think that teacher, he said that way. And this teacher said this way. And another teacher said that way. And no, there is, what is your conviction? I don't have my own conviction. That teacher, he has a long, big following. I think he must be right. This teacher, he also very popular. I think he also should be right. Mind is disturbed. There is no inner conviction. And tattvani, there is no faith. There is no inner experience swayed by opinions of others. Whoever says gets swayed because there is no inner sadhana. One hasn't gone deep within. Anavastitani tattvani. And chitta vikshapste antarayaha. These are the things disturbs a sadhaka's mind. Sadhaka's impediments to the sadhana. What disturbs the mind, these are the vyadhi, sthyana, samshaya, pramada, alasya, avirati, bhranti darshana, alabdha bhumikatva, anavastitani, tattvani, chitta vikshapste, antarayaha. These are the obstacles to the sadhana. Sadhana is not easy. When you want to embark on a good cause, there are many obstacles can come in our path. How to overcome those ones, I will touch upon in the next class. Lie down on your back.